Jason White, Representative of District 48 here in Central Mississippi, also Speaker Pro Temp of the Mississippi House of Representatives. Jason, thanks for coming on.
Good to be with you, Brett. Good to be here this morning.
Yeah, we're talking about that. Y'all kind of suspended operations for a little bit and just went back because of coronavirus. So first up, how has that kind of impacted what y'all do?
Well, as you know, we typically start the first Tuesday in January and run the first 4 months of the year, January, February, March, and April. And we kind of suspended all business there the second week of March and have been gone for 6 or 8 weeks. And just agreed to come back at a later date, which was kind of unprecedented for the legislature. And as the pandemic carried on, things from a government standpoint started happening where we needed to be able to react and do some things. And so the speaker and the lieutenant governor got together and decided it was time for us to come back and go to work to take care of the people's business. So we've been back here the last couple of weeks. We have suspended business this week, and we will go back next Tuesday after the holiday.
Yeah. So first up, you know, you were voted speaker or elected speaker pro temp back in January. So for folks that might not know, what does that mean?
You know, we have 122 members in the House of Representatives from all over the state of Mississippi. Each representative represents about 24,000-25,000 voters, taxpayers, citizens. Once we all get there, we elect a speaker, the Speaker of the House, and he or she kind of runs the show. And once he's elected, Philip Gunn was reelected for a third term, and then the body votes on the Speaker Pro Tem, which is kind of like the vice president, if you will. He's kind of the second in command. He fills in when the speaker's not there, runs the day-to-day operations of the House, presides over the chamber in the speaker's absence. And I've gotten to do that a little bit, which was kind of different. It was a chore for sure. I got a lot of harassment from my colleagues, especially guys that came in with me 8 years ago on that day, my first day to preside.
Nothing like a little good ribbon among the politicians.
They were seeing how well I knew the rules and if I really knew what I was doing. So I kind of pretended, at least.
We're speaking with Jason White, representative from District 48, Speaker Pro Temp of the Mississippi House of Representatives. And so since y'all have been back in session, is it all coronavirus related relief bills, or are you still kind of doing some regular, you know, business, or what's it like down there?
We have devoted our time since we've been back the last couple of weeks strictly to coronavirus related activities. As you know, Congress passed really a series of bills or legislation commonly referred to as the CARES Act. And so when Congress passed that, and it provided certain things to the states, so one of the things was $1.25 billion was appropriated to the state of Mississippi for coronavirus relief. And so if you were anywhere, and I know you're in tune with the news because you're doing it every day, we had a little disagreement with the governor about who was going to decide how that money was spent. We finally got that put to bed and came to the resolution that the legislature appropriates the money. So we went back to start appropriating the money, and last week we were able to pass Senate Bill 2772, which was what we called our back to business Mississippi bill. We appropriated $300 million to go to small businesses who are hurting. The first $60 million goes directly to businesses that were ordered by executive orders to be shut down. All you have to do is have filed a tax return last year and be coded as one of the businesses that was shut down, such as barbers, salons, restaurants, gymnasiums, those kind of things. That $60 million will go out, we hope, within the next 2 weeks. And then the other $240 million small businesses can apply for up to a $25,000 grant. These are all grants. These are not loans. Simply showing your losses over the last 2 months. That will be through the Mississippi Development Authority, and we hope to have a portal up within 2 to 4 weeks for folks to apply for that.
Moving forward, what's the game plan? How much longer do y'all have in the legislative session? And is, like I said, are you still going to be all coronavirus related, or, you know, I guess some of this is going to have to wind down. You're going to have to get back to regular business.
We're going to have to get back to regular business because as a result of the pandemic, our state income tax and sales tax collections are way off for the last quarter of the year. We run a fiscal year from July 1 to June 30th, and so we're in the last quarter of this fiscal year, and our revenues for the state are going to, just like everybody else's revenues at their house are going to be way down. And so we're having to do deficit appropriations to get through this year. Luckily, we had a full rainy day fund that had almost $500 million in it. So we're able to tap into that to make this thing work through June. We'll get some numbers for May, and then we'll start figuring out, finishing out this year and budgeting for next year. And we will be there probably till about the 4th of July, working on next year's budget and trying to make this thing work. And we've also got to spend the rest of that CARES Act money, and we're going to allocate some to unemployment, shoring up the trust fund for unemployment because it's been hit really hard with folks on unemployment, something for our hospitals, and a lot of that money is earmarked for education and distance learning. So we've got a lot to do on that front as well.
Yeah, and one more question here of a more local angle. Any projects that you can talk about that might benefit, you know, Italic, Carroll, Holmes, Leak, District 48, us here in the Central Mississippi?
Well, before the pandemic hit, we were working really hard on some money in the bond bill for the Performing Arts Center here, what I call the old high school, now the junior high, the auditorium there. You've seen those plans, and it's a really cool project. And that was kind of our number one ask from a bond bill standpoint. And we stood a really good chance in getting those funds. Now we'll see where all the bond money goes. Now it may be going to shore up other budgets or other things with IHL. So we'll take that as it comes and kind of be nimble. But that's the number one project. I am excited about some projects we've already funded, like the Huntington Street project's finally fixing to get going, the paving of the square, some things like that. So some things that have been in the works for a while that are finally being funded and coming out.
Jason White, Speaker Pro Temp, Mississippi House of Representatives, represented from District 48 in Italic, Carroll, Holmes, and Leak County. And also locally, you got a new office.
Got a new office.
Yeah, I saw it right there on the corner at the intersection of Huntington and Jefferson Street.
You got it, man. Right there on the corner. It's a hot corner. Everybody's by there every day. I've gotten lots of calls, and I appreciate the shout-out on that. Come to see me there on the corner.
Yeah, you know, I live on Huntington Street, so I got to go past it right there every morning when there's nobody on the road.
There you go.
When I go. But, Jason, we appreciate you for being on, and we appreciate the work you and the legislature are doing down in Jackson.
Cool. Thanks for having me.